You're listening to BizLine, a show for entrepreneurs, and I'm your host, Sylvia Gerke. Just imagine a work atmosphere where all employees are fully occupied in what they do and go to extremes to fulfill their responsibilities each day. These employees have a clear connection between what they do and the success of the company. They're connected to the mission and the vision of the organization. They see their work as meaningful. They look forward to coming to work. They have a sense of pride in what they do and the organization they work for. This is a place where people want to work. On this show, Dr. Elizabeth Colleran, owner of the Portland Cat Hospital, and Kim Meadows, owner of Giuliano's Pizzeria in Vancouver, Washington, will discuss their businesses and how to get the best out of employees. I also invited Jerry Burns for the first half of the show. Jerry is the vice president and manager of the Government Guaranteed Lending Group at West Coast Bank in Vancouver, Washington. Our first guest on BizLine is Dr. Elizabeth Colleran, owner of the Portland Cat Hospital in Portland, Oregon. And along with her is Jerry. Welcome, Elizabeth and Jerry. Now, how do you know that Portland was the correct market for your service?
Well, nobody would argue that Portland is a very sophisticated and educated city, and it came as a great surprise to us that there wasn't a feline specialty practice within the city. And so we saw it as an opportunity to take our kind of wonderful medicine and compassionate care to a city full of educated and sophisticated people. And so, and of course, everyone who has any experience with Portland knows how much of an animal-loving city it is.
But building or remodeling a clinic is more than just including an extra exam room or a large office space. Today's clinics are one-stop shops. So what did you need for your clinic?
We started with a big empty space and designed it to exactly fit our needs. And it's interesting, I'm sure Jerry will have a lot to say about that, because he was actually very much involved with learning about what a feline practice really requires. And that's very, very different than a general practice, because it's expected to be sophisticated and yet very welcoming and warm and very quiet. And then, of course, there are all those technical considerations about preventing disease.
Jerry, how did West Coast Bank help Elizabeth, and what were her particular needs?
When I first met Elizabeth, she came to us with a vision and a dream. And what was interesting about it is that she had already created it in another location in California.
Yeah, I know, in Chico, huh?
Right. And what was interesting to me was the fact that Elizabeth understood from the very beginning that it was going to be a completely different market. Mm-hmm. So her vision was different from the vision that she had in California. The first thing that we did is sat down to determine what her financing needs would be. And as it turned out, she needed some assistance with financing equipment, some working capital, and also a real estate loan.
How important is sharing information?
Oh, it's critical. The doctors need to share their knowledge with each other on a technical level, and at the same time communicate in the language with our clients that they can understand, which is certainly not the medical vocabulary that we need to use. So we need to be able to develop a trusting relationship at all levels so that everyone believes in our work. I mean, it's really the foundation of what we're doing.
Wonderful. Thank you. Well, are you ready for more team building ideas? I am. When I return, we'll learn how Kim Meadows, owner of Giuliano's Pizzeria in Vancouver, Washington, gets the best out of her employees. You're back with BizLine, a show for entrepreneurs, and I'm Sylvia Gerke, your host. We have the owner of Giuliano's Pizzeria in Vancouver, Washington, Kim Meadows. Hey, Kim, I understand you purchased an existing pizza business. What were your costs? What was that like?
Well, you know, when we made the decision to buy a business, we felt like buying an existing business would be far better and probably better success rate than buying and starting up a restaurant on our own. And our cost involved, I mean, for us, were probably a little higher than maybe some other people, simply because we had the opportunity to purchase the building and the land as opposed to, you know, other restaurants who might move into a lease situation.
Bob, then how did you help Kim?
Well, back in the year 2000, Kim approached the bank with the request that she would be purchasing the business and the real estate. And the bank in July of that year was able to advance an SBA 7A loan to Kim. And so we were able to provide with a large portion of the cost to get into her business, mm-hmm. and she was up and running.
What do you expect from your employees, Kim, and how do you build trust with them?
You know, it's really interesting, and it's common in the restaurant trade that employee turnover is quite high.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that we have here at our restaurant, again, because we are a small, independently operated restaurant, you know, we offer a lot of flexibility and flexibility in your scheduling. So, you know, we have several people who are attending college here that needs flexible hours each term. So that's something we can offer where some other places will not or cannot.
Well, I have one little tip here. There are four elements of trust. Harmony, what you believe and what you do are aligned. Say and do what you believe or walk your talk. Openness, people tend to cooperate with people who tell them the truth. Acceptance, people want to be accepted for who they are, not judged, criticized, or made to feel inferior. Reliability, don't make promises you can't keep. Do what you say you will do. These four elements must be present for trust to develop and continue. Before we wrap up the show, take a listen to these great biz tips. As you heard today, our business owners know that companies don't achieve their full potential without the best talent on their staff. They believe that their employees want to make a contribution and create opportunities for them to do so. For more information about business resources, click onto the U.S. Small Business Administration's website at www.sba.gov. I'm Sylvia Gerke, your BizLine host, wishing you all sorts of opportunities to make your dreams come true.